98.5 NCX, Cleveland's classic rock. Donnie Iris, Aaliyah on your NCX morning show, 944. Why Donnie Iris and Aaliyah this morning? Because it's such a historical song here in Cleveland, Ohio, and it has a connection with important people, not only in the studio, but on the phone right now.
That's right.
CBS Radio Vice President and General Manager, esteemed Chris Meduri, broke that record nationwide. Chris, is that correct?
I wore cut-off jeans, and I ran around the country in, like, black tennis shoes with no socks, and we broke the record.
That's beautiful.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Circa 1980, you know?
And joining us in studio, Mark Asbeck, a big part of that as well. And you can put the headphones on. There's probably a volume thing right there.
There's a volume thing?
Uh-huh.
Where is it?
Down, it's right
well,
down.
No, because it's already hooked over on Dave's side.
Right,
Dave couldn't unplug the thing. Hey, Chris, while you're on the phone right now, while you're on the phone right now, you can verify this and what we talked off air, because we've had some guests in here who asked about, you know, the whole controversy with Donnie Iris and having his equipment stolen and Michael Stanley opening and stuff like that. And I said it was Alex Bevan who stole the equipment, and everyone went, no. And you, Chris, said yes. Back then he was nothing but a 2-bit thief, right?
we put him out the Vroomin Road out by Summa Recording, and he lived in a little house behind there. Witness protection program.
And he grew pickles.
Right. And it was there, wasn't it there? Yeah. Because he had to go there after all that, the prison time when he stabbed somebody in prison.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I'd be surprised at that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hi to Donnie Iris joining us now. Donnie?
Hey, yes, how are you guys?
Hey, we cracked it. You better hit up Alex Bevan. He stole your equipment.
Yeah,
bring a gun, though, because he's known to stab people.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that, man. No way.
All right, so we got a show with the Contemporary Youth Orchestra. Tell us a little bit about that and how you got hooked up with that group.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark and I had talked about this. He called me one day with this idea, and I thought, yeah, man, that sounds great. Violins, horns, cellos, like a rock opera with Donnie Iris and the Cruisers. Yeah, I'm very much into it.
And when is the show?
It's Sunday on the 24th at 8 p.m. at Lakewood Civic Auditorium.
Okay. And how is it a good vibe when you start working up your material and you hear it in such a different kind of, light? I mean, do more light bulbs go off in your head when you guys practice this up?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear the arrangements with all the kids playing. And they sat in with us on a gig not too long ago at the House of Blues. I think there was about 6 of them up there with violins and cellos. It was awesome. I can't wait to hear the whole thing.
I mean, the CYO has been a great institution for Cleveland for a number of years. They've done shows with Graham Nash, with Pat Benatar, with John Anderson from Yes, with Styx, of course. And so when Liza approached me, I sit on the board, actually. Mm-hmm. And I helped the orchestra, even assisting with other artists. And so this year she said, I really want to do Donnie Iris. And
hey, you know, rephrase that, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's another story.
Wow.
I said, I don't know if that can happen. But
yeah, yeah. Rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, there you go.
So anyway, Liza, this has really been a great collaboration. I've been to a rehearsal. We've taken a look at the scores. It's going to be really a fantastic night. Liza, what do you have to say about this?
Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Good, Liza. How you doing?
I'm good. I cannot wait.
Yeah, me too.
Through this this collaboration, I've found actually a new respect for Donnie Iris and the Cruisers. Their music is outside of the pop tunes. Some of their lesser known tunes are absolutely incredible, and they lend themselves better to orchestra than actually I had anticipated. And the orchestra has a fire lit under them. I mean, there's 120 of the top high school musicians in this city who are a part of this, and they love this music. And the arrangers who did the orchestrations for us had a great time doing it, too, because his music is more intricate, perhaps, than any of us really realized, and it opened up a lot of doors for the orchestra to be able to play at full strength. And the kids talk about this music, and now they're listening to his stuff, and so it's opened up doors for them as well. But this is going to be something really, really special. It's happening.
Liza, we're going to capture this on audio, and then Chris Maduri is going to break it nationwide again, just so you know.
Why not?
Hey, Donnie, you'll be happy to know that on our online poll, you won 78% of being able to take Michael Stanley in a bare-knuckle fight. 78%.
You know, one day it'll come down to that, probably.
Oh, I think it should. You know, I think that should be the opening to this whole concert. You know what I mean?
All right. Sunday is the show.
Sunday at 8 o'clock at Lakewood Civic.
And tickets still available?
Tickets are available. They're selling fast, but tickets are available at this point at the door. Mm-hmm. And they run between 10 and 25 each. There's not a bad seat in the house. So if you want to come down and, you know, pick up a $10 ticket, you're going to see everything really, really well. And the tickets go on sale at the door on Sunday starting at 5:30. And then the doors open at 7. So I recommend, I think that there's going to be a lot of walk-ups. So I recommend getting there early.
All right. Liza, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mark, thanks
to you as well. Donnie, thank you very much. Break a leg on Sunday. Chris Maduri, we love you. You're the guy. And we got to get out of here because Paula is coming up next for Bill. 7-song classic rock block.